I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Passenger rail along Colorado's Front Range and the Interstate 25 corridor is the subject of a new bill being prepared for this year's legislative session. The state's Southwest Chief Commission sunsets this summer. The group has been working on preserving and expanding a long-distance Amtrak line in southern Colorado. This new bill looks to continue and expand the group's mission and scope. Pueblo County Commissioner Sal Pace has served on the commission since it began in 2014. He says Colorado's population growth means there has to be a multimodal approach to transportation.
Passenger rail on the Front Range complements everything that's happening with I-25, but expanding I-25 alone won't solve the problem.
The bill is still in its draft form, and Pace says it should be introduced soon. He says any remaining funds from the current commission would roll over into the new group. Pace says the new commission would look to present recommendations by December for establishing a Front Range rail authority. Emergency crews are making progress in Costilla County, which is experiencing high snow and winds. As of last night, the San Luis Valley Emergency Operations Center says search and rescue missions are complete and were successful. Most households, the agency says, are well prepared for situations such as this. As of yesterday, the American Red Cross shelter in Fort Garland remained open to assist nearby residents. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.